Good morning, good evening, and good night to you wherever you are in the world. Yes, ma'am. And welcome to another episode of Zenful with Avery Campbell, your host, which is me, obviously. I hope you guys are all being safe and practicing social distance and kind of just abiding by the rules to make the world a better place or quote-unquote normal again. Yup. On this podcast, if you are new, we talk about any and everything, especially if I've experienced it, know someone that has experienced it, or anything of the sort. We kind of go in depth with a lot of culture, society, and self-improvement stuff. So if you're into that, keep listening, because today we're going to talk about just what's up. Just what's up. And yeah, remember to follow us on Instagram at Zenful Living. That's Zenful, LIVIN without the G. And make sure to follow, share, because we do appreciate you and your views and your opinions and suggestions. So please go and do that. Love y'all. Let's head right into today's episode. So what's up, guys? What's up? I woke up really early today, and I woke up on the better side of the bed. Woke up in a great mood. I had prayed last night for a good night's sleep. Like, even if it's 2 hours, like, it's like worthwhile and for me to enjoy it. And I really did. And I laughed this morning as I woke up, and I was like, God, you're so clever, because he allowed me to get what I had asked for, you know. So if you guys pray, you can try asking him for that, because I mean, he's always watching over us, you know, if you do believe in the maker, God. Yes. So this podcast episode is being recorded in the morning. Yes, in the morning. And had fruits for breakfast, that's for one. I'm having some wine right now. I'm trying out different types of wines, guys. I'm trying out sweet wines, bitter wines. I'm trying to find out what's for me. And I'm a sweet person, especially if it's a naturally sweet thing. And I'm loving this. I don't even know what to name, guys. I don't even know. But I'm trying out the sweet wine. So if you're into wine, you guys can send me a DM on Zenful Living and tell me some wine options I should try. Yeah. We also have water on deck. You know, can't ever leave out water. And yeah, so I started my morning really early, featuring some birds this morning, some neighbors. And so I'm sorry in advance for them. We haven't gotten our microphone as yet, but it will be coming soon, where we will have great audio. And you know, you can donate to this podcast on Anchor to help me to get to that stage even quicker. But everything right now is out of pocket. So if you do support the page or the podcast, and I should say, then thank you. Today we're really gonna talk about my week and all the lessons and all the ups and downs of my week, and see if you can even relate in the slightest. So a recent problem I've been having with myself is an attachment problem. Yeah, let me just take a sip of this before I get into that topic. So attachment. I think I have an attachment problem. I don't know. I think Google is the last place for me to look up for the symptoms, but I think I do based on just observation of self. And it's good to make observations of self all the time. Guys, if you're a liar, if you can tell yourself, yeah, yo, you're a pathological liar, or you are faking a smile every day, you need to get back with reality. If you can tell yourself that, you are a strong person. And so I consider myself a strong person for thinking or like observing that I have an attachment problem, right? So yeah, I like to assess myself. So it's can be daily, sometimes it fluctuates, sometimes it's monthly. Assess myself, assess the people I talk to, I assess the people and the energies around me all the time. And that's a good practice to have, because then you're always evolving. I mean, either way, even if you don't try, you are. But when you take the initiative, it's so much better, because you can become who you want to be, and you can be comfortable. So this attachment problem I'm talking about, I got triggered this week because someone is leaving, someone that I hold like very closely to myself, my person, my heart, is not gonna be here anymore. And I logically understand that they have to, in order to go for what they want in life, and I want that. However, emotionally, I'm so stressed. I'm stressed because, and it kind of seems selfish when I think about it, because I feel like I will no longer have this person to lean on. That's a selfish thought, huh? Yeah, I think it's selfish. I think it's not thinking about that person. But at the same time, I am thinking about the person because I know that they have to, and I want them to go. I don't want them to stay. I'm just sad about their kind of leaving, their absence. And I don't know if that happens. I mean, that's normal. Like, for example, if a family member flies out or whatever. Just like how recently my aunt came to Jamaica, did her quarantine and everything, and never saw her as much as I wanted to, and it made me feel that way. However, I work every single day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I have 3 schedules to work with every single day. And even though you should, even though you should, as my father said this week, ironically, you should take the time out for people. Life doesn't allow for that, especially when you have limited time. Because once upon a time, you would go on YouTube and listen to motivational speeches that says, you have 24 hours in a day. Make more hours in a day. Or make use of it as if it's not 24. Make use of it as if it's 32 or whatever. We actually have from 6 o'clock to 8 p.m. to get all of our things done. And I work in the pool. If you ever went to the beach for an hour or two and swam around, you ever went to the pool for an hour or two or even less and come out of the sun, you are drained, hungry. So imagine doing that to like 4 pools in one day for a company, right? And then going to a private class, 2 or more, or 1, in and out of the pool, driving in traffic, sitting down between classes, and then going in your car to do some work other than teaching swimming privately and with a company. Sometimes it takes a toll on you. However, if I stop, you know, what will be in place? There's no what will be in place. There's no fallback on anyone. So yeah, so that's all of that. And so yeah, my auntie came and she left, and I felt a way about it. And when I was younger, her daughter used to be my best bud. Like, girl, we're not that close anymore because, you know, distance creates space, creates, you know, individual lives kind of separate in a sense. And I used to cry every time she left, especially when she migrated. And I still miss her to this day, but I cry less about it, or frown less about it. So this specific situation I'm talking about, which allowed me to kind of notice this little attachment issue, I don't want to sound like I'm jumping the gun by saying, oh, I'm attached. But it's something that I observe with more than even three people. I've lived in different homes without my mom. And when I was younger, I used to always look around everywhere for people that looked like me, because I'd be like, oh, that's probably my mom, you know, or oh, that's my probably my mom. But like, I gave up on that, and it was just a little thing that I did, no one else knew. And then I met her, and one day we'll talk about that, that's another story, guys. But met her like, I think it's last year, if it's not last year, it's a year before. But I recently met her. I haven't known her for years or anything. But when I was younger, I used to do this thing where I used to just look around and be like, I need to see someone that looks like me, you know, maybe that's my mom. And I used to go in different home situations where people that weren't my mom, that played, that kind of had that position within my life at that time, I got so attached to them. I got very invested in them. I felt like, okay, I don't have a real mom, but let's, because this person is here, let's just kind of have them as a mom, right? And so I'd be invested into them. I'd trust them. I'd do all of that. And then they leave because of probably the situation between my father's relationship with them is no longer. So guys, after being all paranoid about everybody being my mom, who could be my mom on the road, just strangers just walking past me, not really knowing what's going on in my head, and being in these different homes, after a while I asked my father not to, I don't care, in a sense. It may sound horrible, but it was just like, yo, I don't want to know anybody else. I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to have this fake family structure. I just asked him openly because it was just hurting me more and more, especially that the last person that I would look at as a mom was, had children, right? And funny enough, it ended not so well. However, that whole chapter of my life ended not so well. There are many unanswered questions. Matter of fact, I don't even have questions. I don't care to go back. However, I love this woman, like my mom. Like, I feel like I could actually call her mommy, you know? And it was because she was there in such a vital part of my life that has shaped me today. Like, this person impacted my life so much. Like, I love her even right now. And if she would open up her arms to me right now, when she gets right now, I would take care of her as though it's my mom. I would love her as though it's my mom, because she meant so much to me. And not having that situation anymore is what tore me. It's kind of like the deal breaker. I was just like, I'm not going to spend 4 years with this person identifying them as my mom. And if people ask if it's my mom, I'm like, yeah, that's my mom. You know, I'm going to be like, my mom said this. Like, I identified her as my mom, whether the good or the bad times in that family structure. I'm so sorry if my voice is like shaking. So, yeah, I identified her as my mom, and after losing her, I was just like, all is lost, I'm over it, and this hurts me. So I used to cry in private. I used to love to cry in private, which is why I'm so good at it now, where I could not be okay and I can tell my brain to not think about it, to the point that I actually genuinely block it out and not be affected by it in any way. I tell my brain, hey, nope, we're not dealing with that. That goes into that cabinet, the cabinet that's dusty, that we don't ever open. Leave it over there. And recently, what I was saying is, recently I noticed, like, I was very conscious of this thing that I do, which is why I can talk about it right now, you know? And I started crying, and finding out that person was gonna be gone for such a long time, I was like, I have nothing guaranteed, you know? And I mean, nothing in life is guaranteed, but this situation made me feel like, okay, So what's gonna happen in the meantime? I started going into dark mode. I go into dark mode like iPhones and Samsungs all the time. I don't know if you do, but I do. I'm taking another sip. Yeah, so I go into dark mode. I'm like Darth Vader, if that's the name. Go into dark mode and I'm like, suppose I die before they come back. That's what I'm thinking. And it sounds very morbid and it sounds very dark, like dark, I wouldn't say humor, but let's say dark humor, you know. And I go, what if I die before, like, they come back? Like, what's gonna happen? Like, and I start crying and everything else that I've been putting in that cabinet that I told you about started, like, just like it was like a fan blew in the cabinet and the papers are just flying around. Like, close your eyes and imagine. Close your eyes and imagine. I'm very visual. I'm thinking right now that a fan is blowing in that cabinet and all the papers got loose. Everything that I was supposed to put on in that cabinet to not touch, not think about, I was thinking about. And I went into my car and I just lay there for like 2 hours crying. Because that fan blew on those papers of things that I'm not supposed to think about because I don't want to think about it. And I was just like, I feel so disposable. And I feel like my head back is out of road, if that makes sense. For all the Caribbean people, it means that you're just left in the dark, no one, no eye in the back of your head kind of situation. And so, while knowing all the logical reasons for all these happenings in life, I still felt that way. And that's what led me to the attachment problem, because it's a thing that happens every time someone is leaving. So I was just like, okay, that's the common factor. I probably do get attached to people and I'm fearful of them leaving, and it affects my trust in people, or it affects me even wanting to get close to people in the first place. And I don't know if you have that problem, but hey, let's acknowledge it first, which is I believe it's the first step. You can't do something about something if you don't even know about it. So I think acknowledging that is the first step. And whatever you are going on with in your life emotionally, I mean, we're going to talk about a lot of things regarding to psychology and what's going on in our head, because, you know, in the Caribbean, that's not really a thing. It's not really cool. It's not really common. I don't know if it's taboo, but I don't think it's taboo. I think everything that we do in life starts from the mental, the psyche, you know? So, yeah. That's what's been going on with me. That's the, like, number one thing that's going on with me, especially that at work I'm feeling some off energy. I'm not sure why exactly, or if I did something to trigger this, or if it's just all in my head, but I'm feeling a little bit of off energy. But I'm pressing along, I'm doing what I have to do. The day the sun still rises, everything still goes as it should, and that's how it is. So yeah, how are you guys? How are you guys? I hope you guys are okay. Fine and healthy. Yeah, I know that some people can't see their you know, families because they live across seas. It's costly. I just want you to know that, hey, everything in life happens for a reason. We may not know the reason, but we have to kind of come to terms with that and find means of, you know, alleviating those horrible feelings we have of separation and, you know, this whole COVID thing, because it's really garbage. Yep, it's really garbage. So yeah, we're gonna play a game now. Yeah, we're gonna play a game of, you know, just question and answers, Q&A. We're gonna have a Q&A, not a game, Q&A. So yeah, here we go. Thank you. go with a Q&A, questions and answers. So I want you guys to ask yourself these questions, and I'm gonna answer the questions, you know, in my perspective. It's all about you. It's questions to ask yourself. So I'm gonna answer for me, and as we go along, just speak out loud or think about it, what your answer would be for that question. On YouTube, you know, everyone usually, well, locally in Jamaica, I've noticed that it's a trend to start with a Q&A, and I didn't do that because, hey, I'm not really a trend person. I'm a do what I want person. Yeah, so we're gonna do the Q&A now after, you know, 3 seasons. So you guys can have a better understanding of who your hostess with the mostest, with the swag, with the for shizzle is. Yes. So first question, what am I good at? What are you good at, guys? Like, is it nothing? Is it sleeping? What is it? For me, I think I'm good at organizing. I don't want to self-diagnose or anything, but but I think I have a bit of OCD. You know, I'm good at organizing. I'm good at keeping a space clean and zen. Like, it's just within me. I don't know why, but that's who I am. So that's not it. What else am I good at? I'm good at public speaking and interacting and socializing with people. You know, that's me. I am good at customer service. I am good at working, like, towards a goal. I'm good at that. So next question, what am I bad at? What are you bad at? I'm bad at taking time off, that's for sure. Like, I'm bad at slowing down. No, I'm not. I'm good at that. I'm good at slowing down, guys. I take that back. But I am bad at, I probably would say not bad, but I'm not so good at emotionally taking out the emotion out of things. It's like emotions are in everything for me, because I'm human, and I think that men and women should express emotions and live through it and feel, you know. So there's that. And oh, I'm good at driving, guys. No one can tell me otherwise. I am so good at driving. I don't question my driving skills. I knew when I wanted to drive. I taught myself to drive after 2 lessons or 3 lessons with my uncle. I was just like, I'm gonna refine my skills, and I did that by stealing out the car. Don't do that, guys, don't do that. But I did that, and I'm quite fine. I'm actually very good at driving, slow or fast. Yes, and I enjoy driving, just not to like make real or something. So if you live in the States and you're listening to this and you have to like drive from state to state, good for you, good for you. I probably couldn't manage the boring drive. As long as I have a good party, I'm good. Yeah, so question number 3. What makes me tired? Teaching. Yep, teaching. Teaching makes me tired. Especially when you're in a pool with a baby. Like yesterday, babies were just vomiting on me. I was just like, wow, what a nice Sunday it is just to have vomit on you and spit on you and everything. I'm so sorry if you don't like saliva. I don't like it either, but from children, I'm numb to it. Yeah, so next question. Make sure you're asking yourself these questions, guys. Come, interact. Let me know what's going on. What is the most important thing in my life? And obviously yours. Well, my life, I love my family. That's one. And they're important to me because I want to see the best for them at all times. Whether we're on good terms or bad terms, I want to see the best for them. And firstly, not to be cliche, but I gotta put them in there, God is more important to me. Like, more important than what people think of me, more important than what I feel about myself, more important than what
I grew up to understand in the world, more important than social media, more important than comparisons. He is important. Like, I talk to him all the time, like right through the day. People may be thinking I'm talking to myself, but it's really him that I'm talking to. And I speak to him normally because he's my father, he's my creator, and I feel like, you know, we should respect him and be comfortable with him at the same time and speak to him at any time of the day. It doesn't have to be when you're at church, it doesn't have to be when you're before you're about to eat. It should be at any time of the day. And so he's important to me. And if you believe in God, hopefully he's your number one, like number one. And my number two is me, right? My number two is me, everything about me. And if anyone tells you that's a selfish thing, then I'm sure that person is important to themselves more than you are to them. So that's that. That's the tea. And let me find a juicy question. A juicy, well, not juicy, but a very good question. What is your definition of success? Yes. What's your definition of success, y'all? So let me tell you mine. Let me take another sip. No. I found another nice question, guys. Okay, two more questions. What's my definition of success? So, people think success is wealth only. But that success is within the human laws of life, right? And when you reach wealth, what next? That's what I think. So I think that's not enough. I think also love is not enough, right? So essentially, I think success is having being spiritually in line with yourself and being emotionally level-headed and also wealth, right? Because you can have all the money in the world. I know a lot of people, especially ones that I like are close to me, that it's just the money. It's just the money. After the money, what? You know? I always tell people that I talked about psychology because I do psychology in school. It's my minor. You see, for example, look at babies. When babies are infants, they don't grow and they don't have any teeth or anything. They don't care about your money. You think even Blue Ivy thought that Beyonce was the baddest ish when she was born? No. She was filled with love and attachment to this person that gives her nurtures her. And eventually, she gets to the part where she wants stuff. And she's like, oh, my mom's Beyonce. Who are you? You the ghetto, right? So I think having emotional, like a balance, it's a balance of things. And you actually being comfortable. There are people that are not wealthy that are very happy in life. Think that's success, you know, rich in love, rich in wealth, and rich in just life. Like when you can live life, be financially independent, and be loved. Come on, you can't tell me that's not success. That has to be success, you know. And if you have anything else to add, remember, check me out on Instagram and let me know so I can post it and show everyone that follows me. Yeah, one more question. I did say one more question a while ago, but hey, I found a nice question. What type of worker are you, right? And what relaxes you? So first of all, I'm not even going to be biased, but I'm telling you, candles, especially mine, because I make them to my liking. Candles, incense, a very zen and clean. A spread bed. Oh God, a spread bed. Girl, boy, man, woman, a spread bed is amazing. It's amazing and it relaxes me. Getting home to a clean room is very important to me. It's very important to me, and that relaxes me and zens me out. Like, whatever the day contained, that does not matter after I sit in bed, spread, and then I mess it up. I know there are people that, like, don't care to spread their bed, but I have to spread my bed. I have to turn on the diffuser. I have an oil diffuser, the regular diffuser that has vapor. I have incense, sage, candles. That's me. That's me. That's what relaxes me. And what type of worker am I? I do anything that I see needs to be done, essentially. So if you're a boss, like I'm a boss, you know, I'm just patting myself on the shoulder. Yeah, don't mind me. If you're a boss, just know that people, you know that workers that do what needs to be done and what they have to do are amazing workers, and that's me. That's me. Especially, for example, you see my boss, oh my gosh, my boss Narda Ventura, just putting this out there for all the people that may know her, Narda Ventura is like my mother. That's number one. She's there for me emotionally. She's there for me emotionally. She supports me in every endeavor. Is that the word? Endeavor? Yeah. Don't mind me on my pronunciation. But she supports me in every venture. Everything. She guides me so well without judging me, without being a yes person. And for that, I don't know how I can repay her other than being an amazing employee. Like I do what needs to get done, and that's who I am. When someone invests in me and believes in me, full force. And if you're doing a job that you want to do, because your life is about doing what you want to do, and I mean, sometimes push come to shove and you do what you have to do only, but I do both. I do what I have to do and I do what I want to do. And I want to do Zen and I have to do AquaWorks. I also ended up wanting to do AquaWorks, which is a swim school, soon to be, in Jamaica. So hey, yeah, just google AquaWorks, best place on earth. Send your children there. We start at 6 months, and that's a plug. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so that's it for the Q&A. Let's get in the rest of the podcast episode. So I hope you enjoyed the Q&A. I enjoyed it. And I hope you answer the questions for yourself. Like, ask yourself questions all the time. Like, why would you want to talk to people every day but not talk to yourself? Like, find out what's going on. Acknowledge the things that are going on in your head. Say it out loud. Make it make sense. And yeah. So that's like what that Q&A is for. And I hope you enjoyed it. This podcast is gonna be a bit long, guys, because I'm just talking to y'all. So if you're listening and you want to pause me and put me down for when you're going to your bed, when you're taking a shower, when you're getting ready for the morning, in the morning, going out to run errands, do that, because this is gonna be a little sit down. It's gonna be a bit interactive as well. And if you guys want to send me voice notes, you can send me voice notes so I can put it in my episodes. I would love to hear from you guys. I really do. And I want you to share, like, I honestly want you to share the podcast episode or the podcast overall with other people. Like, please share. I want other people to listen. We have a small group of us that follow Zenful Living, and I really do enjoy seeing the numbers, especially when they're high numbers and they're fluctuating. I don't know, everyone has life going on, but I would love and appreciate if you guys would just take the time out to share with someone and say, hey, this episode may help you, or hey, you may enjoy this episode, you know. And I know a lot of people wouldn't even listen to a 5-minute voice note, so why would you listen to a 30-minute or so podcast episode? But please, I would love to find your friends that love podcasts. I'm here to entertain. I'm here to help. I'm here to advise. I'm here to encourage and trigger thought. Like, I'm feeling myself right now. So yeah,
we were just talking about growing pains in the first part of this episode, and yeah, and attachment. So if you're someone that walked in on someone listening to this podcast, and that's what you're catching me at this point, then that's what I'm saying. That's what we talked about, and you can check out the episode, of course, and follow us on Instagram. Like I can't stress it enough, guys. Whew. So what we're gonna talk about is another thing that happened in my week to finish off the episode, and I won't take long. Don't worry. So, self-improvement. This new kind of thing that's going on in my life is allowing me to be by myself, essentially, which is why I think it's more fair about the person leaving than anything else, and that's okay. That person is always there with me, like always, through everything, whether I'm happy or not, always there. So no, they're not gonna be there. So you think about your person or your friend, your best friend or anything, which is basically my situation, that's not gonna be there around you. You have extra time now. You have extra time for thought about something else, about investing time into something else. And so I was thinking about it, and the first thing that came to my mind, as I said, is I'm the second most important person to myself, is me, right? Well, the second most important thing to myself, it's me, right? First, right? So, I thought about myself and I was just like, what do I need to improve? Because, you know, as I said in the first part, I assess myself all the time. Like, I have a progress report on myself, like, every week, every day, continuously, like, checking, like emotional balance, like workload, work and play, like I have everything. You should try it because it will help you to aim and work towards what you want to be, who you want to be more like, but not who, but the person, the idea of the person you want to be more like. So self-improvement was the first thing, and self-improvement could be emotional, could be like going to the spa, could be doing anything like that. And the first person I thought of was my favorite person, favorite female, like my favorite family member, because, you know, my family members are like my cousins, like my little cousins Liana and Malia, love you guys so much, gone to bed, are some of my favorite family members. And my sister is who I thought about, in case you wanted to know. My sister, Janeira Robinson, she's the one I was talking about in the last episode, who has a YouTube, which is sports related, especially when it comes to track and field, because she was in the field. She's still in the field, guys, but now in a different aspect of the field. And she has a YouTube channel, Sports Latte. Guys, come on. What are you doing? Why are you not over on the YouTube subscribed as yet? I almost said scrub. But why are you not over there? Tell her I sent you. Comment on a video. Let her know. Let her know that Zen is like, she's in the episode. She also needs to listen to this episode. But yeah, so she's my favorite person. And I was just like, hey, I always spent time with her one and a few times, but I talk to her almost every day. Not so recently, just because life is happening, and you know, she's I'm giving her space. She's giving me space, and we're like loving from a distance, but loving not from a distance. And I was like, wait, I had planned some stuff with her, you know, and I want to just do them because I want to strengthen our bond. And I talked to all my sisters. I have several siblings, not so close to them. I tried to be close to them, I tried to get us together, but that's taken a bit out of me, and no one else is as interested as I am because of other factors that I can't blame them for feeling and things. Yeah, Ginny, one of my favorite, actually, I'm gonna say it's my favorite sister. She's my favorite sister. And if I was to have a best friend, she would be that best friend as a female. I have my female best friend, though. She is the person I run almost everything by. Someone I can talk about anything, even if she can give me a dry ass answer, which she always does. So if you're listening, yep, you always give me a dry ass answer. I'm just joking. But yeah, so self-improvement. And I was like, we need a girl's day. And a lot of people like to think about, oh, I can't do this because of money or whatever. Hello, spending time together don't cost nothing. It don't cost nothing. It doesn't have to cost anything. I was thinking we could go to the beach, free beach, obviously. And there are nice ones in Jamaica that are free. All you have to think about is gas, and anything you do with a vehicle, you have to think about gas and probably wear and tear of the car and everything. But gas and food, right? Just to be around each other and talk about and catch up with each other, even though we do it almost every day, as I was saying. Earlier, and she was just like up for it, and she also was like, Avery, that sounds like a lot of money. And I was just like, girl, no. And I was breaking it down for her as to why it wouldn't cost so much money, and she even brought up sushi. I'm like, girl, thank God I don't eat sushi, because I can't even love. If you don't eat sushi and you can't afford it at the same time, welcome to the club. Yeah, I was thinking about self-improvement. I want to fix up my hair, because though I love my fro, a family member triggered an insecurity within me that I never had before. I'm not blaming it on them, but after they had said something about my hair and several other people as well, it kind of made me want to put it up for a minute. And I want to put it up for a minute so I can miss me. I'm me loving my afro. So don't judge me, guys. I'm human. I have feelings. I'm not perfect. We come on here just to talk about things that may sound like everything's good and dandy with me, but no, I am a bit insecure about my afro. Yep. So I was just like, I want to do my hair. I want to do my lashes. And I do my own feet. I wax myself. And I don't do my nails. But I would do my nails, but it's got to be short. It's gotta be short, period. And yeah, because I don't do those things on a daily. I don't spend on my hair. I don't spend on my nails. I don't spend on waxing. Like, I do everything for myself because I can do it. And my sister does hair, but you know, I'm not gonna pressure her during school period and everything to do it, even though I know she would if she could. And yeah, so if you are in the same position, or you've just been packing up yourself with work, take some time out. Take yourself to Tutti. I take myself to Tutti quite a few times. Every time I feel low, I take myself to Tutti, which means I take myself to Tutti very often. So I'm a diehard customer, and if they had a membership card or like a ranking of best customer, I would be the best customer. And at some period, I don't want anyone to come for me. I'm at my company because I'm a Tutti Frutti specialist. I know what I want when I get there. I know the toppings I want. I know the money I'm about to spend before the wait tells. Yes. So I was thinking about all of those stuff. I want to spend more time with myself. I want to get into yoga, and I actually want to get back on my workout grind. And it's really because of discipline that I haven't gotten back on that grind. But hey, it is what it is, and I want to get back in line with all my like work and stuff like that. That's gonna help me to kind of get ahead in life. And you should think about it. And if you want to treat yourself this month, if it is even a $400 Devon House ice cream, do it. Do something like that once a month. People keep thinking that you have to go to the spa. No, you don't. To have a good time, to spend some time with yourself, to help self-improve. You can get your nails done, you can get your toes done, just polish. You don't even have to do a whole pedicure. Or you could book me, Zen by Aves. You can buy a candle for yourself, you can do something new, you can go and watch a movie by yourself, because you can. Yes, that's what we're talking about, because you can go to the beach and have a picnic. Doze off, bring someone with you, please. Doze off, wear your mask, please. And have a good time, you know, or visit someone you want to see, you wanted to see in a minute. You know, just do things. It doesn't have to be buying yourself a Birkin, buying yourself something, like going all IG baddie on us. You know, just something to improve who you are, whether big or small. Any progress is slow progress, or fast progress is still progress. So yeah, keep your energy right. And thank you for making it to another episode. We're about to go into the outro. So, see ya later, fellas. Thank you again for making it to another episode with me, your hostess with the mostest, Avery Campbell, also known as Aves, also known as Zen Boss, also known as this amazing human being. Thank you for making it to another episode. I truly, truly appreciate the fact that you listened to all of this. Hopefully you did. And you share us. Because we're on Instagram, Zenful Living, Zenful, LIVIN, without the G. You can support me by going on Anchor and donating even $1 to us. Or you can support me by booking an appointment with Zen.byAves on Instagram to get a pedicure, get a massage, get a wax, you know, fix up yourself. Or you can buy a candle for me, and we have packages, which is candle, sage, and incense. Make your environment more zenful with me, Avery. So thank you again, and remember to follow, like, share, comment, leave a review, because I really do care about your perspective, and suggest whatever you want to hear about in the next episodes, and send me voice notes. I want to hear from you guys, like I really do. So remember to stay zen, be zen, and breathe zen, y'all.